Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The article of impeachment against President Trump is waiting to be transmitted to the Senate. That's where he will be tried, accused of inciting the deadly riot last week at the U.S. Capitol. All Democrats in the Senate and at least 17 Republicans would need to vote to convict Trump. South Carolina Democratic Congressman James Clyburn says he thinks that supermajority of votes could be reached.
It could. During the trial, things could come up. And if our managers manage it well, I think this man can be determined guilty by his own words.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. The CEO of social media platform Twitter is defending the permanent suspension of Trump. Trump says it's an attack on free speech. But NPR's Bobby Allen reports CEO Jack Dorsey says this was the right decision.
In a 13-tweet thread, Dorsey said he did not celebrate or feel pride in blacklisting Trump. But the president's encouragement of violence created, quote, an extraordinary and untenable circumstance. That said, Dorsey acknowledged that the move could set a dangerous precedent by giving a company too much control over a global conversation. He says Twitter is working on a type of content moderation not controlled by one individual or company, but rather an open and decentralized model. Think Wikipedia, but for how stuff on the internet is policed. Right now, though, Dorsey says online speech that leads to offline harm has to be eliminated, and he says that meant banning Trump. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
President-elect Joe Biden will speak tonight about his economic rescue legislative package. He says his proposal would pay for COVID-19 vaccinations and provide immediate and direct relief to working families in the pandemic. Biden says the recent coronavirus relief package passed by Congress is just a down payment, and he intends to pursue further relief. The head of Georgia's largest hospital says they've run out of space because of an influx of COVID-19 patients. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead has more.
John Hompert, head of Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, says his facility is full from a mix of COVID-19 patients and those suffering from seasonal illnesses that usually strain capacity. In a release, he warns that the Grady Health System could have to make tough choices on providing care if admissions continue to grow. He says Grady and other hospitals in the state are dealing with more COVID-19 patients than they ever have, and the situation shows little sign of improvement in the state. Coronavirus hospitalizations have been steadily rising in Georgia since mid-October. This week, the state set a new one-day record for COVID-19 deaths and then nearly broke that record the very next day. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 105 points at 31,164. This is NPR News. Published reports say the acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has resigned. The Associated Press reports Jonathan Fahey had only been on the job for a few weeks. He did not give an explanation for his resignation. The agency, also known as ICE, is part of the Department of Homeland Security. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf resigned his position this week, too. The Trump administration has slashed protections for imperiled northern spotted owls. The decision applies to more than 40% of the owls' critical habitat. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Bradley Parks reports the move will open up land to more logging.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has said the owl's decline warrants an upgrade to endangered status, but the agency rejected that designation last month. Now it's removing habitat protections across 3.4 million acres in Oregon, Washington, and California. Noah Greenwald is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
You know, this is perhaps the nail in the coffin for the northern spotted owl.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says its decision satisfies a settlement agreement with the timber industry. In the 80s, the reclusive spotted owl became the face of a controversial campaign to save Oregon's old-growth forests. For NPR News, I'm Bradley Parks in Bend, Oregon.
The Secretary of the Air Force is picking Huntsville, Alabama, to be the headquarters for the new U.S. Space Command. The new military branch is a part of the Air Force. It is responsible for military navigation and troop movements using satellite technology. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.